Sam, you're scaring me. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. He held my face with both hands. What happened?
Exhaustion took over, and talking was the last thing I wanted to do. We couldn't talk anyway, not without me revealing everything and crushing him with the truth. Can I sleep here tonight? On your couch? I'll leave in the morning.
No.
His response surprised me.
Sam, I'm sorry, but you look like hell. Take my bed. I'll sleep on the couch.
He held me away from him and eyed me carefully.
What's this?
He ran his thumb over my swollen jaw, and his look of concern morphed into anger.
Sam, did someone hurt you?
His close connection to my family would give him this information soon enough. It's nothing.
Nothing?
He turned my face.
This doesn't look like nothing to me. What happened?
He continued to hold me, refusing to let go and forcing me to tell him something. It was Jacob. He was angry, but he had every right to be. I was stupid.
Stupid or not, a man never hits a woman. Go lie down. I'm going over there and talk to him.
He didn't look as though he had any intention of talking to Jacob. I grabbed his arm. No, don't, please. I'll explain everything in the morning. How could I explain without telling him everything?